I'd like to welcome you back to All Docs Daf and Practice Series. Every so often a situation arises that a kala has her basulim removed by a doctor. And the question comes up, does such bleeding that occurs from this procedure make the kala anida? Do we have to treat her that she's aser? Does she have to now count zayin nikiyim and go to the mikvah? The Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeh Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel teaches us the halacha that we treat dam basulim as if it's dam nida, that we treat the blood that can come from the breaking of a basulim as if it's dam nida, and therefore if someone marries a basula, and the first time that they're intimate there's a concern that there was bleeding from the breaking of the basulim, they must separate and go through the tahara process. Therefore the question comes up, what if the basulim weren't broken by a woman's husband, but rather through a procedure by a doctor with an instrument? Does such bleeding as well make a woman aser? The truth is that it's machlokas. There are many that are of the opinion that such bleeding does make a woman aser. The Marasham, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Shevet Alevi, the Minchas Yitzchak, Chulis Van Haggis, they all feel that such bleeding caused by the instrument of a doctor would make a woman aser. The reasoning is based on a Russian ksubis, that what's this whole idea that from the bleeding of dam basulim, a woman becomes aser? And the Rashi explains because there's a concern that perhaps there's some dam nida mixed in. And therefore, in such a scenario, which happens to be the bleeding is coming not from her husband, but rather from the doctor, that as well we have to be concerned that perhaps there's some dam nida mixed in as well. However, Moshe Feinstein argues, it's interesting that Tshuva, Minchas Yitzchak from Dayan Weiss, was in fact written to Rav Moshe, imploring him to change his mind. Rav Moshe held up his opinion, he published in Igros Moshe, Chelut Aleph, Simen, Hezayin, that the only time that a woman becomes aser through bleeding coming from the breaking of the basulim is if it came through tashmish, if it came through when the couple was intimate. And that is because Rav Moshe understood that at its core, the concern that there's dam nida here, the concern that with the dam basulim came dam nida, is from a trigger of tashmish. And there's a similar concept that comes up in the Samach Vav of dam chimud. That is that when a woman agrees to get married, there's a concern that such emotions would trigger her period. And therefore, Moshe argued that similarly when it comes to dam basulim, there's a concern that when a couple is intimate, when they have tashmish, such emotions could trigger a woman's period. And therefore, when there's dam basulim, when there's bleeding coming from the breaking of the basulim, we have to be concerned that together with the dam basulim is some dam nida. However, in a case in which the bleeding coming from the breaking of the basulim was from a procedure done by the doctor, there are no such emotions that we have a concern that would trigger the period. And therefore, Moshe felt that in such a case, that bleeding wouldn't make the woman aser.